You know, one of the things that sometimes gets overlooked in the realm of spirituality and even in abundance, you've heard the premise that we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. We're walking around in bodies, and we need to take care of those bodies. We need to keep them fit. We need to remember that we're not here just for a spiritual experience, and that spiritual experience is going to go a lot smoother and be a whole lot more enjoyable if you take care of the vehicle in which you're carrying that spirit around. And in light of that, our host today, Joe Vitale, has been a big fitness buff. He's collected memorabilia from Steve Reeves, Hercules. He's worked with some of the top people in the fitness industry, and he's arranged for one of the top of the top people in the fitness industry to be here this morning and is going to be our first presenter. So, Mr. Vitale, would you like to introduce your friend Bill Phillips, please? Get big hand for Joe. Give us a man.
I am very well.
Okay, all right. Get your cameras ready. Get your cameras ready.
I am not Bill Phillips, but I've got muscle.
Good morning, everybody. I'm more nervous and more excited right now than I have been the whole time because Bill Phillips is not just a hero. He's a superhero in my life. I did the Body for Life 10 years ago, and I did five back-to-back challenges. Completed them all in one entire year. It was a life-changing event for me, but that was 10 years ago. Then last February, I went to Denver, and I started doing the transformation camps and worked out with Bill personally and with his wife, beautiful wife Maria. They're both here. And, oh boy, I asked him if he'd be willing to speak, knowing he doesn't speak very much. He doesn't travel very much. People go to his center in Denver. And he surprised me by saying yes. And he didn't want money. He didn't want anything. He said he would come and do it for me. And so I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm like a little kid who's got his Marvel comic book hero here. And he's got a bio that we're going to run so you have a better feel for who he is. But I just want to tell you, this is a huge moment. And this isn't just about losing weight or getting in shape. It's about transforming your life on all levels. The one thing I've noticed is the better shape I get in, the higher my income is, the better my business is. And it's not just about self-confidence, but when you have health, you're able to do all the things you want to do. The one thing I got from my father is always take care of your health. I didn't always do that. Like most people, I rebelled against what my father was teaching. But now, at the age of 60, you know, I'm learning how powerful that is and how amazing it is to change your life by being healthy. Bill Phillips knows the secrets of how to do that. When I say secrets, I mean it, because I do have a collection of fitness products. I am into longevity. I do want to live longer than what anybody might expect. I want to break all the rules. Bill is helping me with that. I have no idea even how much he's going to share with you, but I said, you speak as long as you want. You take care of all the secrets. You help these people. He's all about helping. He's all about giving. Maria is all about helping. They're all about giving. And in fact, they're stopping off to do this as a favor to me on their way to Hawaii to celebrate their one-year wedding anniversary. So I want to run the reel. Go ahead and run the reel. And when he comes up here, give him a standing ovation. Get on your chairs, bounce off the ceilings, whatever it takes, because this man is fantastic. Run the reel.
Hi, I'm Bill Phillips.
Why do you like the ocean so much?
Yeah, you look awesome.
Nice to meet you, Zach.
And that's what the transformation is all about. Finding a way to get there.
Concentrate. 12. Good. Hold it.
Get it right, and now let's get moving on. Thank you.
This man is the most successful fitness expert in America today. His newest book is called Eating for Life. Please welcome Bill Phillips.
It's real world information. It's stuff that you could do.
The way that we're getting out of shape in America today is basic.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing just a few things wrong, and if we start doing a few things right, it would transform America by changing a few basic things.
With his best-selling books, Eating for Life and Body for Life, Bill Phillips is the leading expert of his generation in the field of health and fitness.
This is a remarkable story, a remarkable guy.
Bill Phillips' book, Body for Life,
is a bestseller.
Coming up in this half hour, we're going to meet Bill Phillips,
the author behind the book called Body for Life that's been on the New York Times bestsellers list for 142 weeks. You know what? Chances are you know about the change, but have you heard about the transformation? Well, about 700,000 Americans claim they've been transformed thanks to Body for Life.
We have so many people getting involved in exercise and nutrition that are new to it. And the more organized they are, the more they can plan, the more they can prepare, the better they'll do.
All over the country, you're lining up to meet Bill Phillips and hear his message.
I think Bill Phillips is awesome. Changed my whole life. Let's give it up for Bill Phillips.
You've got to make the decision to make a change and become healthier and brighter. And it's a decision that you have to make every single day. When you're going through a transformation process, your energy starts rising. And I mean a soulful, beautiful, conscious energy. It's the energy of the universe. Honest to goodness. Thank you.
Bill Phillips' climb to the top started when he was a boy, climbing the Colorado Rocky Mountains.
I can remember him being two or three and always wanting to take care of people. It started with the animals. He would bring home stray cats, stray dogs, anything he thought he could feed, make better.
When he was 7 years old, I more or less coerced him into climbing his first 14,000-foot peak. And he wasn't too happy about being forced up that mountain, a 12-mile climb, but he didn't stop. And when he got to the top, he was very happy.
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High.
A success in business by his 20s, Bill Phillips co-founded nutritional supplement company Metrex, and then went on to form EAS, the world's leading performance nutrition company. Bill won Entrepreneur of the Year and in 2000 was invited to Washington, D.C. to accept the honor of Outstanding Young American.
To be selected as one of the 10 Outstanding Young Americans is truly a significant event in a person's life. Our next honoree from Golden, Colorado, Bill Phillips.
But even more rewarding for Bill is how he's helped world-class athletes lengthen their careers. In John Elway's case, it led to two Super Bowl victories that capped his Hall of Fame career.
This one for Tom.
I admire Bill and the fact that he so much believes in what he's doing, and he's so right.
Venturing into filmmaking, Bill Phillips continued his success streak with the groundbreaking documentary Body of Work.
90s. Pumping iron of the 90s, yeah.
Helping people do things through physical fitness and helping their minds become more alive.
That's why I'm here to see the film.
Bill Phillips donated all the proceeds from his internationally acclaimed film to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, earning him recognition as one of the 10 most generous business leaders by Paul Newman and John F. Kennedy Jr. Bill Phillips continues to assist his favorite charity any way he can.
Nice ball.
Let's see. What's the wager?
$10,000, make a wish.
You got it.
Yeah!
Colorado Make-A-Wish Foundation gets $10,000.
The best type of exercise that you can do is reaching down and lifting other people up.
There's no way that we can ever thank him for everything he's done for us and for the hundreds of wishes he has granted for Wish Children.
Now Bill has launched his great American transformation.
Thank you, Bill. Until we meet again.
All right.
Perhaps this will be his greatest gift, to transform America from worst to first in health and fitness within 10 years.
Fast food, junk food, it's the opposite of eating for life.
Traveling across the country, documenting inspiring stories of personal transformation.
You become so happy and so healthy.
And launching a new line of healthy food that makes it easy to stop eating wrong and start eating right.
Making a change and making a difference is what matters to me. So I practice the universal law of reciprocation,
which is that you put others first, you create value for other people, and in return, they create value.
Here we are. Yeah, thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I haven't even done anything yet. Thank you. I see a lot of smiling faces here. Obviously, Joe attracts people who smile. Joe's got a great smile, and he's got a great heart. And everywhere I go, when he comes up to our camps in Colorado, he's making people smile, and he's sharing that big heart of his. He has a healthier heart than he had about 6 months ago when he came to see me in Colorado. And I really admire what Joe does to take care of his own health and his own well-being, because sometimes people can choose success for one area of their life and be very successful in their work or very successful in their education, very successful in their family, but they forget to take care of themselves. And that's what I admire about Joe, is that he recognizes that if he's going to be around to help people, he has to take care of himself first. So Joe, congratulations on the changes you made recently. He's looks younger every time I see him. And can you guys hear, am I breaking up a little bit, or can you hear me okay? It's a little mush mouth. All right. So I wrote a book called Body for Life, which ended up selling 6 million copies. And on the video, we talked about how we donated all that money to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We've granted 570 kids' wishes, and a few of them down here in Austin, for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and this is the most important thing that I do. I tell Joe that I don't want any money for speaking, but if you guys would just remember the Make-A-Wish Foundation, they have a wonderful chapters all across the country, all across the world, 82 chapters around the world, and if you get anything out of this conference, if you get anything out of talking with me today or watching the video that I'm going to give you, just keep in mind the Make-A-Wish Foundation for someday when you attract so much money, my pocket's already full. And you just thank them of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I had been writing about physical fitness and sports and had been teaching people how to maximize their performance mentally and physically for many years. I know I look very young, but I've been doing it for 30 years. Can't believe I'm even 38 now, huh? My next birthday will be my 50th birthday, so yeah, it's a miracle I made it to. I told Joe it's a miracle that I'm not with the way that I've lived a pretty big life. And I said it's amazing that I'm still walking and talking at this age. Physical fitness is a very important part of life, but there's a point you get to where you study physical fitness long enough. That you realize that there's so much more going on than meets the eye. There's so much more to a human being than our 206 bones and our muscles and 75 trillion cells in the physical world. And I really had a desire to learn more. And after I was able to sell one of my companies, EAS, my nutrition company, back in 1999, I decided to take off and travel around the world and study other cultures and other traditions and how other people, other very, very intelligent people who existed long before this modern Western society. And so I studied the healing traditions of cultures and the wisdom traditions, the sacred narratives of people from 5,000 years ago to 50 years ago. And in one of those adventures, I ended up at a private audience with Pope John Paul II at the Vatican. I went to the East, read the Bhagavad Gita, and read Quran, studied Sufism, went around all of the Native American traditions, or many of them, met with Hopi elders at Black Mesa. And it's amazing that if you look at these cultures, you find that these books are very much about how to have a healthy mind and a healthy set of emotions. And only now is Western science really starting to identify that the way we think and the way we feel really determine our physical health more than we ever thought. I want to tell you about one of those adventures in a quick story, and then we'll get on to some of the workshop stuff. But I ended up in March of 2005, finally getting an audience with I traveled, I don't know if you guys can barely see my little Mayan elder here. it took me 3 months to get an audience with this guy. And he was a wisdom keeper from the Mayan culture. And I traveled down to Chichen Itza and the Yucatan. Who's been there? Maybe you met this guy. He couldn't be more Yoda-like. I'll tell you one of the things. As soon as I got here, when I went down there, I ask questions and I listen. And I have a very open mind and a very open heart and a lot of respect for what other cultures, their intelligence. And so just because they're not Westerners, a lot of times people will discount what they their wisdom, and you can never do that. So this guy, he was as Yoda-like as you could ever imagine. And we went to a ritual down there. But I want to tell you something right away. The thing I like about this culture is that I'm like Shaquille O'Neal down there. I'm like, hey, hey, how you doing, guys? You see that? I'm like 5'9", and he's a, well, our Mayan elder was about 4'5". He could not have been more Yoda-like. So we went down there, and it was their New Year's Day, their transformation day, their day of new life, their day of new birth, which is the vernal equinox, which is the first day of spring. We went down there. How's my sound?
I should tell a quick story about this. I got this giant ring on my finger. Can everybody see that giant ring? This is a Denver Broncos Super Bowl ring. I got two of them, both with John Elway years, up in Denver. I was a nutrition specialist and a performance coach with the Denver Broncos. I was with the Dallas Cowboys in 93 and 94, and we won Super Bowls. But with the Broncos, all the physical therapists, the nutritionists, the trainers, the exercise coaches, we all got rings. And that is something that I always knew was going to happen. But I grew up playing football in Denver, Colorado, and you know, you go out there when you're 8 years old, and you always imagine someday you're going to play for a big-time NFL team. And in Colorado, we have a religion. The religion is called Denver Broncos. You go to service every Sunday, and depending on whether God is good or bad that day, you have a good nighter. And the whole city is very loyal to this tradition. So when I was a kid, I grew up, and in my mind, man, every time I got the ball in football, whether it's a junior high school or the year of college I played, and especially when I was 8 years old, when I was getting the ball, man, in my head, I was running for a touchdown in the Super Bowl wearing a Denver Broncos uniform, and I knew that I was going to get there. Absolutely, positively. Every push-up, every sit-up, every day that I went to practice as a kid, I was training because I was going to get the ball to run it in the Super Bowl. Well, you got to be really good to get it to the Super Bowl, to the NFL. And I was strong, and I was a smart football player, but you get to a certain point, like these kids down here at UT, this university down here, man, you got to be incredibly good. In my mind, I was incredibly good, but I just physically wasn't incredibly good. You got to be elite. But the thing was, I knew that I could still make it to the Super Bowl. If I worked hard and if I studied my practice, and I love exercise and I love helping people get stronger, and I know about everything that you could possibly know about vitamins and nutrients and protein and recovery methods to get stronger, to get better results faster from your exercise, recover better from it. And I started working with athletes, Olympic athletes. I worked with hockey players. I worked with soccer players. And I started working with some football players when I was around 27 years old. And that's how I ended up down here at the Dallas Cowboys. I was a personal coach for Troy Aikman, Mark Stepnowski, Leon Lett, and Daryl Johnston, some of their big stars. But I finally got a chance to work for the Denver Broncos in 1997. I got invited by John Elway, who was a friend of mine at the time, and still is. And they didn't know anything about their nutrition program back then. Today, the teams are starting to get nutritionists and supplement experts and vitamin experts, but they didn't know anything. So I just came in and started teaching everybody the basic things about protein and carbohydrates and the right amount of energy, the right amount of nutrients for recovery. And I got a spot on the team. I traveled with the team, and the Broncos had never won a Super Bowl before. The first year that we were there was John Elway's 15th year, and we won the Super Bowl that year. Then he came back, won the Super Bowl again. So it was the two best years I could have possibly been there. It was almost like magic. It was unbelievable the way that happened. The first year, we had a party in the summer to celebrate the Super Bowl victory, and all the players, the wives, and the families, and coaches were there. And each player was coming up on a stage like this, and the owner, Pat Bowlen, and also John Elway would give them their ring and shake their hand. And I was sitting back there about where Joe is, kind of like out of the way. You know, it was a big event for the players and the families. But I knew in my mind that I was going to be there at some point when I was a kid. I really could see that. I could feel it. But what I didn't know was that after they announced all the players, they asked me, they said, "Bill Phillips, come up and get your ring." I burst out in tears. What? I did. I burst out in tears. I could not believe what was happening. I could not believe it. But that was probably the most powerful experience, or one of the most powerful experiences I ever attracted into my life. I knew it. I believed it. I felt it. And I lived it. And not only did I see it in my mind, I did the work that I could do, all the work that I could do to move in that direction. Played football as hard and strong and well as I could. When that was over, I found a way to be on the team and to create value for the team, even though I wasn't fast enough to play on the starting lineup. And each day that I wear the Super Bowl ring, one, it means I'm praying for Peyton Manning to come through for us in Colorado. And second, it reminds me that if you believe it and you think it, not only think it, but feel it, see it, and live it, don't be surprised if someday it stares you straight in the face and you go, "Son of a bitch, this stuff Joe teaches really works." Because it does. You know, I think that one of the most important things, and Joe has this, and a lot of you have this, is that enthusiasm. You don't just think it. Positive thinking might not be enough. Positive feeling is where the action is. Positive feeling. And if you know something here, or you can see something, a better house that you want, a better relationship, a better body that you want, something that you saw in your mind as a kid that's still there, whether it's climbing a mountain or jumping out of an airplane, or being, the mother to three beautiful kids that are graduating from high school or university, the mother of a strong young kid who's over serving his country in Afghanistan. You can see these things in your mind well before they get here. And I told Joe, I said, it's not like I'm imagining the future. It's more like I'm remembering. And I said, I remember getting a ring for the Denver Broncos. And when you're a kid, you can see this stuff really a lot better than you can as you grow older and you get the sense beat into you. Come on. That's bullshit. You know, play for the Broncos. So that's the key for me, is that enthusiasm, in theos, right? God, theos, within, in theosism. So really to have that spark of God and that energy and that fire, that enthusiasm for what you're doing is the key. And then utilize the mind and set it in the right direction and do the work that we need to do. So all the way from the Super Bowl to the Mayan Elder, I was out studying healing and studying the wisdom traditions and trying to really make sense out of how people before allopathic medicine, before Western medicine, got well. Because for thousands of years, we've practiced medicine without the surgery, without the drugs. And although Western medicine has some wonderful interventions, what Western medicine can do for infectious disease and critical injury, traumatic injury, is stunning. If you get shot or stabbed, you want to be in the United States. but other cultures had healing traditions. And I always saw people, outside of sports, I worked with a lot of people who were recovering from cancer, recovering from addiction, and really other people who were in life-threatening states of health. And they were at a point where it was reversible or that they could rebuild through natural interventions, exercise, nutrition, rest and recovery, positive thinking, positive feeling. They all have a transformative effect on our cellular physicality. So in one of these journeys, I met with this Mayan elder. I told the people in the front row earlier about this, but you in the back row that are hearing all the static, the Mayan elder story. We sat through a meditation, and all my friends that I brought down there, I had about 10 friends with me, and we had cameras, and we flew in on big Beltrans helicopters. So we looked very auspicious and very much American. And when my friends sat down in the ritual, the meditation, three of them, they were still clacking on their phones and doing text messages. And I was like, come on, we've got to be respectful. But eventually, they all got drawn in to what the elder was doing. And he wasn't really doing much. Everybody started to lean in. And this guy, like Elvis, left the building. You could tell that he had become, that he literally transcended physicality and he was in the elements. There was a wind that was just right around our camp, nowhere else. There was there was an energy, make your goosebumps come up on your arms and the back of your neck. And he stayed in this state for a while, and then you could literally feel when his essence came back to his body. And then he opened his eyes, and we were like, and I couldn't wait to get up and ask my interpreter, Paco, what the hell, you know? I was on the what the hell tour. What the fuck's going on around here? Went around the world. The fuck is going on around here anymore? That stuff is not making sense. The stuff I learned in school isn't happening. Because the world works by a completely different set of rules and laws, and there's so much more to life than meets the eye, that at some point you just go, what in the hell is really going on around here? So I stood up and I asked Paco to ask the elder. I said, where did he go? And Paco looks at the elder and asks him, and he comes back, and Paco says, he went to talk to God. And I said, where is God? And he looks at the elder, and the elder smiles, and he goes like this. And he says, within you, all around you. I go, really? See. And I said, you got to be careful, but you're out there doing these. I got my notepads, I got my journals, I got stacks of books of what the Hopi elders were saying, what the Christian mystics were saying, what the Zen Buddhists were really believing and practicing, and I got all these notes, and you got to ask the questions, but you got to do it so reverently that you don't offend somebody. So I said to Paco, I said, what did God say? And he looks at the elder, and the elder smiles, and now the elder feels kind of talkative. He looks back at Paco. He's talking kind of fast, and Paco is doing his best to interpret it to me. He says, you have come here for a very important reason. He said, you have tremendous powers. He says, you have the ability to change the world. This is what God said. See. See? My ego likes this shit already. I was like, a Super Bowl ring too, you know. it continues. You have the ability to change the world by transforming yourself. It's your mind, he says. And I'm going to go, really? I cannot wait to get back and tell my friends about this. And then the elder just kind of loses interest in the conversation. And he grabs his coconut shells, and he starts to walk off, you know, kind of shuffle off towards the trees. And he turns back to Paco, and he says one more thing. This time, Paco doesn't look up and dish it out to me. He kind of looks down at the ground. He's kicking the rocks. And I go, Paco, what did he say? I mean, look, you guys, I've come all the way down here. Traveled in, I got mosquito bites every part of my body is like covered. I'm probably going to be sick to my stomach for weeks. Tell me what he said. Because, of course, he said, you're here for a very important reason. You have tremendous powers and purpose. You have the ability to change the world, to transform the world by changing yourself. It's in your mind, he said. It's the incredible power in your mind. And I said, what else did he say? And Paco looks, he goes, just like everybody else. What the hell? My red of indignance turned into red of embarrassment. But it's true, you know, I knew immediately that this was, you know, that God is going to give you information and the way you'll receive it, laughter and kind of a little, they were having fun with me, but the wisdom is imparted and embodied just like that. No other form of life on the planet, no other form of intelligence can change their mind like we can. No other form of intelligence or beingness on the planet can decide to change themselves and positively or negatively influence the world around them vast distances or right here in your own home. It is completely true. And I think that's what Joe is here to tell people and the other speakers are here to tell people this weekend, is just to remind you that you're here in this room, in this time, on this spot, this little speck of sand in the universe, you're here for a very important reason. You have tremendous powers. You have the ability to change the world by transforming yourself. And it starts in your mind, in your mind, in your mind. Every single one of you has the same abilities that Joe has. The same abilities that John Elway had, the same abilities that I have, and Dee Williams, and the other wonderful friends that you're going to hear from throughout the day. And that is kind of stunning. You don't hear that very often in the commercials on TV. Have a Coke and a smile, get you some French fries. Don't worry about this other crap. In my line of work, where I need to remind people that they have this power and this ability is when it comes to changing, sometimes saving their own life so they can live their full lifetime. I'm not against physical death. I'm against premature physical death. I believe that physical death is the opposite of physical birth, not the opposite of life. And so, as the Mayans do, everything comes in cycles. Every beginning is an ending, and every ending is a beginning. And that was the whole basis of what transformation meant in these other cultures. My job is to help people live long enough to fulfill their calling, to deliver their message, to fulfill their purpose. And when I see people in physical condition that could be painful, it could be fruitless suffering, I help them get out of it. And I help them turn that around and live longer because, like I said, there's certain people in the world, everyone, that have an intended lifetime. Please do what you need to do to take care of yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, so that you can live that full time. We talked about that. Gosh, we can't really see these very well. But I wanted to show you some of the things that people have discovered they had the power to change. There are, I work with thousands of people, men and women. Thank you, sir. Who did that? Thank you, sir. People come to my Transformation Center in Golden, Colorado, and we have a team of people that works with them personally through a three-day program. And Joe came up to see us earlier in the year and did that. And Joe offers, brings as much to camp to help other people as anybody, so it's fun to have him there because he offers a lot of energy and insight and wisdom. And he does it for free. Actually, he pays me $500 to do it. Thank you, Joe. There isn't a body in the world that I haven't been able to help people change. That we don't do it overnight. We don't do it overnight. This is a friend of ours from Seattle. His name is Marcus. He came to us about 320 pounds. He came back to see us in 9 months, and he was about 190 pounds. Marcus was and is an addict. He's addicted to food. He was addicted to alcohol. And he'll be addicted, you know, through the rest of his life. He just needs to manage it and make a positive out of it instead of a negative. He's got 5 kids, and he has just got a new job in the health industry in Seattle. This is a gal named Valerie from Southern California. She's actually, this was in 2004 on the left, 2006 on the right. It took her about 18 months to lose 130 pounds of body fat. And in our program, what we do is we get strong. We don't have to be ripped or play sports or be overly into fitness, but there's a difference between losing weight and getting strong. And what we do is we help strengthen your mind, strengthen your emotions, strengthen your muscles, strengthen your bone, and give you a heart that's 10, 20 years younger. And Valerie has 2 kids. They're special needs kids, so she has a lot of demands, and they get to see her mom eating healthy and exercising and having tremendous confidence. This is another friend of ours from Phoenix. This is his name is Chris Winters. In the picture before, he had spent the previous 10 years addicted to vodka in particular. He had to get 5 of those little shots of vodka in the morning before he could even get in the shower. And it was just paralyzing addiction. He had lost his job, was separated from his wife, and he had 3 young kids. His story is on a DVD video that I'm giving you guys. It's in the back of the room. We're going to hand those out after I talk. But there's 20 stories about people like Marcus and Valerie and Chris, and you got to see them to believe them. Wonderful people overcoming tremendous adversity to just get healthy, you know, and continue their life. This is a guy named Mike Burns. He lives in New York. He's a New York blue-collar worker, and he was 51 years old when he came to see me, 270 pounds. His cholesterol was 380. And his father had a heart attack and died when he was 52, so Mike comes to see me when he's 51. It's like getting your taxes done on April 14th. No sense in putting it off any longer. And that's true, though. It's true for all of us. You know, we put things off until we either we're ignited by desperation or inspiration, and then we move. So Mike was able to get 75 pounds off his body and build a pretty muscular body for a guy in his 50s. And he brought his cholesterol down to 180. He got off the blood pressure medicine. He was on antidepressants. He stopped drinking. And he was on type 2 diabetic medication, too. So completely resolved conditions. When they go back in to see their doctors, the doctors run the test. Then they sit down with them in their office, and they look through the files. They look up at the person, they look through the files, and go, "What'd you do?" Because they're not used to seeing this at all. They're usually seeing passive patients who just kind of write it out. And they look younger, huh? This is the same guy in the previous photo. I said, "It looks like your out of shape brother there." This is a gal who comes to us like many women who've had, were in good shape, and then they started having children, and then metabolism changes, the body changes, and you just can't quite get it back. And then, let's see, here she was like 3 months later. Oh, wait a minute, who the hell put these slides together? What the, that's not the kind of transformation I'm talking about. That's what she looked like. That's the last time I'm letting Joe put the slides together. Come on, Joe. This gal's name is Melody. She had two kids and gained like 50 pounds. She did our program for about 6 months. And really, when I say the program, exercise, eating smart, taking vitamins, making sure that you set health and fitness goals, that you imagine yourself as healthy, that you see yourself as healthy, that you feel yourself as healthy, and let that attract into your life as you do the physical work. We teach all of that. This is how she looked 6 months later, after she had the two kids. And then 2 weeks after this photo, she got pregnant again. So now we got a warning on the label, may cause pregnancy. Warning, this use of this book may cause pregnancy. She gets too hot to keep her hands off of their this is a friend of mine. Everybody who comes to work with me is a friend of mine. So I recently had the opportunity to get to know Chris. Chris lost his leg in a motorcycle accident about 8 years ago and has really struggled with trying to feel good about himself again. And sometimes you just don't, when you're not taking care of yourself, it's kind of a way of beating up on yourself. He didn't feel like he was worth taking care of. And these are the crazy ideas that we get, you know, and we got to remember that God puts whatever is necessary for our growth in our path. And his adversity was meant to, make his spirit and heart and soul richer and broader and bigger. Chris came in to work with me in Colorado, and we did the same thing we do with everybody else. We throw him into the exercise, nutrition. We talk a lot about what's going on with us and how do we feel about how we look, how would we feel if we look different. Sometimes you feel the same if you look different. So that's why we got to work on the inside out work. Chris lost 50 pounds in 6 months, and he is a strong, healthy guy. He's got a beautiful wife and a wonderful family. And now he's got his kids working out and his kids eating healthy. Chris came back to see us, and he's in better shape than this now, actually. And he's teaching other paraplegics and other amputees how to get into fitness and how much they can still move their bodies. Chris talks about, don't focus on what you can't do, focus on what you can. You know, and he's he's gone on to inspire a lot of people. There's Chris and I. This is another friend of ours named John from up in Colorado. He's recovering from a stage 3 cancer, brain tumor. He had two brain cancer surgeries last year. He's just a beautiful, beautiful person, and it's really a miracle that he survived this type of brain cancer. He came down here to Houston for the operation. He lives in Denver. And I talked to John. I said after working out with him a few times, look at his eating habits and his cholesterol. And I said, you know what's going to happen here, don't you? I said, if we don't make a change, you're going to be known as the guy who survived your miraculous recovery from brain cancer, only to die of a heart attack 2 years later. Because that's where it was going. His cholesterol was so high, his blood pressure was so high, and he realized that. Just because I survived the brain cancer doesn't mean I'm out of the woods. You really have to take seriously, especially those of us over 40, that all these heart attack statistics, all these neurovascular accidents, strokes, and these neurodegenerative diseases aren't happening to people on another planet. They're happening to us, our brothers, our sisters, our fathers, our cousins, and us. So he really realized that, and he woke up. And he's the most grateful person that we've ever had the opportunity to work with, right? This is another gal named Jerry. She's from Dallas. She survived stage 4 lymphoma, is 55 years old, is alive and healthy, and she runs marathons now instead of just sitting on the sofa. This is one of our physicians. We've had 45 physicians come through our program this year up in Colorado, and that's our three-day camp. And doctors love the program. It's not continuing education for them. The doctors are there because they're stressed out, overweight, depressed, and are concerned about their health. So they come into the program. This is Dr. Amir. He's done, 40 pounds? And he's coming to our anniversary party next week. And I would probably say out of the seven people I've shown you so far, or eight, ruling out the guy and to the girl to guy transformation, we've probably got five of these people that are coming to our anniversary party. This is a friend named Carter. He was, he's in his 50s, was 70 pounds overweight. 6 months later, I told him, it looks like your son. Another friend of ours from Louisiana, he just hit the 100-pound mark. And again, these are not people who are going away to some, you know, these silly TV show fat farms. These things don't exist. These people exercise like Joe did, a half hour a day, 5 days a week. They eat six times a day, balance of protein and carbohydrates, and plenty of vitamins and nutrients, and then they get on with their day. The programs that I teach are meant to be applied in the real world, not in some fantasy camp. And you usually lose about 2 or 3 pounds a week. That's 10 pounds a month. 10 pounds a month for 10 months is 100 pounds, and that's what we're seeing routinely. Okay, this is a neat story. That's me on the left. I look like the Yoda, okay. I look like the elder. I'm moving back to the Yucatan. I can walk around. I got to the airport, and for the first time in my life, I stood at the airport and looked out, and I could see across the room, and all these little heads right about here. The other time I've seen that is when I was in Japan. This is an interesting story. This is me with a young man named George. George is 23 years old. He came to the center, 6'5", just about 400 pounds. The last time I saw this kid, he was 9 years old, and he was one of our Colorado Make-A-Wish kids. He survived leukemia, was in Children's Hospital for 10 and a half months, and then his wish was to go to Disneyland with his parents and his family. And that was the last I ever heard of this guy named George. One of his counselors, his therapist, works out at my center, my gym in Colorado, and he thought that maybe George would enjoy coming in and lifting weights and being around our environment. So we were happy to take George in, and we worked out with George. There's me, I'm the little one with the Bronco shirt on. You guys in the back, I'll draw these for you later. So you can just imagine. This is George, and that's our exercise center. It's me, the little one right here. George could only do 8 minutes of exercise when he started, but we frickin' did 8 minutes. And the next time he came in, we did 9. And the next week, he was up to 10. We started where he was. And George is not only dangerously obese, but he was severely depressed. Would come out of his room about 10 minutes every other day. So he would stay in his room, play video games, watch movies, 23 hours and 50 minutes a day. You see, sometimes you heal the physical body, but the injury and the pain continues in the emotional body, right? So he was cured of cancer when he was a child, but he lived a painful life because no one ever said, how are you doing? How's the being doing? How do you feel? Because they just knew the cancer was cured. So he lived with depression, low self-esteem, and really dangerous levels of isolation. 23 hours, 50 minutes. This kid came, he was like this. But within 2 months, how you doing? How you doing today, George? You doing good? And George is starting to wake up. He's starting to like this. and we ended up becoming great friends with George. And this was, here he was. Yeah. He's a good-looking young kid. Nobody knew that before. He lost 140 pounds in a year, and really just, we have a champion, we have a honors program there, and he got one of our champion medals. And really, he just could not believe the whole process. He literally could not believe. Look in the mirror, and he just couldn't understand that was him. But he's getting used to it now. And this is he and I in that before picture and then after picture. He's, like I said, 23, a cancer survivor, severely depressed, and probably emotionally about 13 years old when he came in. And I would say now he's probably 19 or 20, moving right on up. But he lived with his parents. He moved out and got his own apartment during this time. He's got a girlfriend that he's got his eye on. That he was losing weight about 6 pounds a month, and then he got this girl, and he started losing weight about 14 pounds a month. So attract that into your life. I said, the better your reasons, the better your results. George, I like to make a friendly wager with people when they get started. And George, I knew that he sat in that room and watched movies all the time. And so he just idolized movie stars and Hollywood and all that. That was the only thing he knew, really. I said, when you get 100 pounds lighter, I said, we're going to Hollywood. We're going to go to a big awards show. We're going to meet celebrities, walk down the red carpet, all that stuff. And he was like, really? Can you meet celebrities? Can you meet actors? I said, yes, of course. So we took him to the MTV Movie Awards when he got down. And if anybody knows anything about the Golden Popcorn, he got the Golden Popcorn Award for Best Transformation of the Year that night. That's not one of his other trainers. Yeah, he just, it is amazing what happened there. But you see, we work with people, women and men, young and old. We have kids that are 12 years old and grandparents that are in their 80s at our center. We've had 1,000 people come from around the world this last year to meet in small groups of about 20 people and work with us at our center in a 3-day intensive program. And we teach what's in my books, my Body for Life book, my Eating for Life book, and my Transformation book. And we just help people apply these programs. One of the things that people who followed my work know is that I've got the best collection of real before and afters of I think that anybody's seen anywhere. And now Joe's in them. Joe's before and afters look dynamite. But what I always remind people is that you'll see your body change on the outside, but what you don't really recognize all the time is that your body's changing on the inside far more than that. The cardiopulmonary strength that you get, the cardiorespiratory strength that you get, the way it affects your cells, the way it affects your brain cannot be underestimated. It is a stunning process. And we don't make that change. The God-given ability of our cells and our body to heal is what's responsible for this. We create the conditions for God's intelligence to heal these cells and these bodies, and like I said, help people strengthen and renew so they can live their full lifetime. I have studied the effect of these body transformations on the brain. This is an MRI from somebody that we started working with before the transformation and after the transformation. And again, I'll draw this for you guys after the talk, and we can go over it again with the folks in the back row that can't see these screens. Got some binoculars. Can you see it, Joe? What's up there? I think you're. What does it look like? Does it look like two frying pans with some eggs in it? Which one's got more eggs, the one on the left or the right? What this is an MRI, and what these hot areas, the yellow areas, show is where energy is being metabolized in the physical brain. And on the left side, we have a very typical look at where energy is being metabolized in a brain that is depressed. And I point this out because this is part of what George's circumstance was, is the brain just wasn't moving. It wasn't very lit up. And the activity it does have is in the limbic system, which is the old brain, the reptilian brain. And the limbic system usually ruminates and is usually negative and is usually looking back, not forward. And so you typically have this kind of brain when people have been sedentary and unhealthy for a long period of time. On the other side, you have a very vibrant, healthy, beautiful, lit up brain where you have energy in both hemispheres. Up on the top is the prefrontal cortex. So this is the brain this way. It's not the brain this way. And so you have limbic system activity, but mostly temporal activity, both hemispheres, and like I said, you have the executive function going strong, and that's where we can see forward. So just the exercise alone transforms the brain. Just the exercise alone, and if you guys forget everything else I said here, boy, oh boy, do me a favor. Start tomorrow or even today. Start walking for a half hour a day. It's a scientifically proven workout. Here, I tell people how to do it. You don't need any equipment. You don't need any video. You don't need to buy anything from infomercial. Here's what you do. You walk out your front door, and you go 15 minutes that way. At the 15-minute mark, you turn around, and you go that way. That will be a half-hour workout. It's good. It's a good start. really, what you find is there's literally over 10,000 studies that show that the effects of just simply walking a half hour a day, 4 or 5 days a week, what it does to health. Walking for a half hour a day, 3 days a week, and a study at Duke University showed that the antidepressant effects, which is basically the mood brightening effects, were better than the SSRI medicines. And last year we wrote 224 million prescriptions for SSRI antidepressant drugs, Prozac, Paxil, all of the SSRIs. Exercise should absolutely be a first-line treatment for depression. And because depression in some ways is an accurate response to an unhealthy sedentary life. And in a first-line treatment, sometimes people will respond to exercise better than any medicine. Now, there are other conditions and other levels of pathology involved in all physical diseases, but a lot of them respond to just the simple things. A half hour of walking 4 days a week, at a study at UCLA, showed that it lowered women's risk of breast cancer by 30%. A half hour of walking 4 days a week also showed that it increases survivability of breast cancer by 50%. And on the way down here this morning, Joe, we saw thousands and thousands of moms and daughters walking, wearing pink for the Susan G. Komen walk this morning. And I just thought, not only are you raising awareness, but you're actually lowering your risk and increasing your survivability of these awful diseases. So don't forget that it's not just the body that we're seeing. The brain and the heart are transforming in beautiful ways. This is another one of our people. He's a grandfather that came to us. A year later, he was 71. No, I'm sorry. 4 months later, he was 71 pounds lighter. A year later, he ran a marathon with me in Colorado. He couldn't walk up the stairs, and he couldn't bend over to tie his shoes. A year later, he runs a 26-mile marathon, and he finishes like a half hour before me. He's like the finish line eating a sandwich. When I go. How come dragging across the line? And he's already sitting there eating a sandwich and having a soda. It's unbelievable. So at 60 years old, he can go from really kind of zero to 60 and totally change his life. His doctor, actually, I should point this out. When he came to see me, his doctor said his heart was in such bad condition that he didn't think he could live another 5 years. He had atrial fibrillation. He had some ischemia in the heart, which was from a previous heart attack, and we really had to check with his doctor, again and again to see what he could do. But we started him out with 10 minutes of walking. And 4 months later, he was doing 8 miles of jogging and lifting weights. He did walking and weights and jogging. A year later, he goes back to his doctor. His doctor, his cardiologist, tests all the things that they could think of testing. And then he scheduled an appointment with this gentleman's name is Marty. He scheduled an appointment with Marty for 2 weeks later. He brings him back into his office. And again, like I was saying, opens a folder, goes through the reports, and is looking up. He closed the folder, puts his hands on him, and he said, it looks like you've had a heart transplant with a 25-year-old. Wow. With a healthy 25-year-old. That's for God. Way to go, God. Way to fix that heart. If you create the conditions for the body to be healthy, it will be healthy. Unfortunately, in our world today, you know, especially in our Western world, where we have, you know, we want to be successful. We want to be successful in our careers. We want to, you know, make a difference in our families. And a lot of times we just focus on helping other people and doing a good job and so much that we forget that we even exist. And then we wake up one day and go, where the hell did my health go? My message is that don't be surprised at how close you are to being as healthy as you've ever been. You're talking about 6 months for most of these people, 3 months, 9 months, at the most a year to completely rebuild the body. Body's 75 trillion cells that you have right now will not even exist in 6 months. Every one of those cells is being recreated and rebuilt. Yes, a lot of it follows the genetic code and the DNA, but we have so much influence on how that manifests. And if we do a little exercise, we eat healthy, and we think about being healthy every day, it is an incredible transformation that happens, I think, you know, on a complete inside-out basis. Thank you. Does anybody else want some water? It's really good. I drink a lot of water, and I take a lot of vitamins. This beautiful transformation, I hope you can see it, is my wife, Maria. She's always been absolutely beautiful inside and out, intelligent, beautiful, fun, with a wonderful heart. But when I met Maria, she weighed 180 pounds, and she's 5'1", 180 pounds. And 6 months later, she's 116 pounds. Now, sometimes I think maybe you should eat a couple more sandwiches, man. We can get a little more of you back there. Go ahead and stand up and say hello. But she does the work. But yeah, she had been overweight most of her life and really never even knew about her opportunity to make that healthy change until we started communicating on Facebook a couple of years ago, and I was recovering from an injury and I was trying to get my strength back, and she had just made the decision to start exercising and eating healthy, and she wants to be a physician, and so she wants to have a healthy body and be, you know, spread that message from a personal standpoint. But her body changed so fast. And again, what I'm saying fast is 60 pounds in 6 months. On these TV shows, sometimes they show like 30 pounds a week or something. It ain't going to happen. I don't want to dispel what you believe. But again, just beautiful beginning and more beautiful. Well, she's just always beautiful. And that's our wife, Maria. Her mom doesn't even recognize her. She goes, Her grandmother's like, have you seen Maria? And then you talk about her, you know, what attracting and allowing incredible things into her life. I met her on the Facebook, and then we met in person. Then we knew each other as friends for a while, and then we started dating. And a few months, then last year we got married in Hawaii, and now she's helping hundreds of gals, especially young gals in their 20s and 30s, get healthy, get a healthy relationship with food and exercise, and start feeling good about themselves. That's us at our wedding, and this is us at our wedding. Am I lucky or what? I'll tell you, at every age, it just keeps getting better. Life just keeps getting... Whoops, that's my cats. I don't know what they're doing in there. Whoops, there we are partying at a... I'll get that out of here. Okay. I got some personal slides in there. We got to clean up that show. So this is one of our transformation groups, and there's Joe with me right there in the front row, my wife and Joe and me. And Joe really has made some wonderful changes. He loves exercise. He loves being strong. And this program is just like tailor-made for him because it's not dieting. Sometimes in a diet, you lose weight but become, you know, just trade one set of health risks for another because you do it in an unhealthy way. Joe likes getting strong. And he works hard. And I mean, he works hard day in and day out. And he uses his mind to really see that he can be younger, stronger, healthier. And he knows that to do the kind of work that he's doing and helping as many people as he's helping, you got to have energy. One of the things that people run out of before they fulfill their dreams is energy. And so he's got that energy going every day. He works to build that energy. And that's what most people are getting out of this program, mental energy, physical energy, spiritual energy, to really start accomplishing something. This is our manifesting plan. And when I start working with someone, I put everything I've learned over the last 25 years about what really matters into the program. And I've come up with just five things. There's five key questions that I ask that basically form the entire basis of what makes our program special, because it starts in the mind. As the mind elder said, he goes, you can change the world by transforming yourself. It's in your mind. So before we start doing push-ups or before we start eating healthy foods, we sit down and we start to do the real work in our mind. And our process is all about going from one point to another. Transformation is the beginning of something and the end of something. So we have to get clear about what that is. It's the end of the way I was feeding myself. It's the end of the belief I had about being healthy at my age. It's the end of putting it off. And it's the beginning of action, the beginning of exercise, beginning of starting to renew yourself, knowing that God has a plan for you, and that plan is there if you fulfill your whole lifetime. So I ask people, I say right up front, where are you now? Because we have to know where we stand before we know where to step. Where are you now? And you can do this in any area of your life. I build businesses as well as, I build businesses that allow me to provide this, the service of helping people. And that's my passion. I just want to be able to do it until the last day, the last breath that I get. Last time, do two more. Come on, give me two more. I get to work right up until the last breath. So where are you now? One of the things that you saw with all these examples is that we take before pictures. Sometimes seeing a photograph helps us objectively observe situations that our eyes just don't see. You know, mirrors are tricky, our mind is tricky, and it'll help us kind of avoid things sometimes. So we take a picture, we do a tail of the tape, we take our waist measurement, and we get on the scale. But in my book, Transformation, I talk about, you got to talk about how you're feeling, what you're thinking, and then you really start to get a picture inside and out. Where am I now? The next thing that we do is say, where would you like to be? Where do you want to be? A lot of people you talk to today are very much expert in the way things in the things they don't like. Complaining, criticizing, going on and on. It's kind of really the way that the media shapes our perceptions, is that this is about looking for what's wrong, complaining about it, and explain, I don't like the way things are. A lot of people are experts in that. But what they're not experts in is, if you did like things, how would they be? If we were having this conversation, you were telling me how awesome it feels to be you, how much you're making a difference, how fulfilled you are, how happy you are, and how excited you are about what's coming up, if you were in that condition, where would it be? So you really have to do this exercise in your mind, and it's not something that comes to you right away. Where are you now? Where do you want to be? And the more specific you are with where you want to be, the better your chances of getting there. I think of the mind as kind of like those GPS systems in the the new cars. You got to plug in the coordinates, you know, 123 Main Street, Austin, Texas, in order to get there. But a lot of people say, well, I just want to go someplace nice. The computer's looking, what the fuck are you talking about? I like the mountains, man. Will you? No, I was thinking more like the beach. But you got to plug in specifically. You got to know where you're going before you can ever get there. And I hope that's one of the things that you carry with you from this conference, because there is a opportunity to create what's in front of you in a big, powerful way. And if you do it in a way that benefits others as well as yourself, then I think that you're sailing with the wind at your back. I think that you're utilizing this natural law of co-creation, of manifesting with the wind at your back. When you say, well, I want to be this, I want to be in this situation, and how that's going to benefit others is this, and then I'm going to be strengthened by it too. If you're doing things that create value in the world around you and help others, you're literally swimming downstream, because the universe wants that too. God wants that too. The next reason, or the next thing I want to talk about, is your reason. Somebody says, I'm here, and I want to be here. The next question I have is why? Why? And remember earlier we talked about George. He was motivated by, and when you're 23, that'll keep you going. He started meeting girls down at the university. He goes, boy, I sure would like to go out with her. All of a sudden, man, his results doubled. That'll keep me going for about 2 weeks now. But the better your reasons, the better your results. And I think one of the reasons that a lot of people relate to that they don't think about is that you are a very important person to the people, your family, to your friends, the people who love you, and especially the moms and the dads. There is nothing more painful for a child of any age to lose their parents. And if it's from a preventable illness, it's just all the more tragic. The pain of death is with the living. And those of us who live, you know, who have lost loved ones, and we all will, I know from my experience, is devastating. And I see guys and gals in their 50s, sometimes even in their 40s, just dropping of heart attack or stroke. Those are the two, you know, most prevalent preventable diseases and killers that we have in the Western world. And you can prevent them with that. Walk that way, walk this way, and just start thinking about eating healthy foods. The things that we think about and the way that we focus on them makes all the difference. So if we think about being successful in our career eventually and we start working in that direction, we're going to be very successful. But with our health, so many people just don't even think that you have a role in it. Oh, well, the healthcare system. You know, when I get sick, I'll go to the doctor. They can't do anything for you at that point. For any healthcare system to work, we have to go way upstream. We have to start getting way upstream. When you get the insomnia, when your stomach hurts, when you have anxiety, when you don't have enough energy, those are all symptoms that require intervention in previous cultures. You see, when we study other cultures, like I was discussing, they didn't wait until you had a chronic, catastrophic manifestation of a disease. They went way upstream and started treating it when you didn't feel good. So for us, we need to get back to maybe a decade or two before people go to the doctor and are diagnosed with a catastrophic disease. I wanted to be a physician when I was going to university and playing sports. And I realized at some point that I wasn't going to get to work with people until they were very sick. And I didn't want to work with people when they were very sick. I wanted to work with people way before that. And I said, the best time to get well is before you get sick. The best time to get well is before you get sick. And that's what this process is all about. Where are you? Where do you want to be? Why? Your family. To live a full lifetime. Many people have a religious or spiritual practice, and none of those practices. I've studied the comparative mythology, the comparative wisdom, the comparative religion, esoteric, exoteric, and none of them say anything just like, just frickin' trash it like a runner car. Oh, they say it's the... we wouldn't turn a rental car back in the way we turn our bodies back in. And a lot of people really have a lot of reasons already, but it's something to contemplate. The next question to ask is when? So I know where I stand. I know where I want to be. I got some reasons that are motivating me. When am I going to start? And of course, be careful for that Monday that never comes. I'm going to start Monday. That's the Monday that never comes. Really, the best time is now. It always is now. To put into use the things that you learn at this conference from the other wonderful guests that Joe's invited down, to put into work the things that you've read of Joe's already. The only way they work is if you work them. Put it to work right when you get the inspiration, and don't put it off. And that means, what are we going to do tomorrow? We're going to walk how far? 15 minutes. That way. Somebody's already got a half of it done already. I got a little bit of a head start. But you really have to take it and just go. Put it into work. And the next reason, key question is how. So I know where I am. I know where I want to be. I know why. And I know I'm going to start it tomorrow, or I'm going to start it today. How am I going to get there? And my processes, as Joe will confirm, are sound, scientific, simple, basic, balanced, best. I don't teach any of these fads. It's not dieting that gets us healthy. It's eating that gets us healthy. And it's not any extreme forms of activity. It's just walking, lifting weights, free weights, doing things that are very simple that you can do at home, you can do without a trainer, you can do them at a fitness center like at the hotels. But it's very basic stuff. And you can learn more about that on my website, BillPhillipsNews.com. It's all free. I've got exercise videos. I've got meal plans. I've got success stories. And if you want to read some more about this, it's all free, Bill Phillips News. And we've got success stories of people like George that really help us with probably the most important part, belief. The most important thing that I can do for any person that comes to me and wants to really transform their body and mind, get their energy back, is that you have to help them believe it. And when it's true, and you have all of this evidence, it's like presenting a case. So beyond a shadow of a doubt, I can prove that all these people were no different than us, and they did it. And they did it with living their life, they did it with making a focused decision, a conscious decision, and then following it up with action, doing a smart plan, and not making it complicated. I've been around, I've seen all the fads come through over the last 30 years, and it's just all a bunch of nonsense. And I told Joe when we were out to lunch last time, I said, it's like the whole diet fitness industry got together in some meeting that I wasn't invited to and said, let's just bullshit everybody for the rest of our, let's just make up crap. And it just, it boggles the mind what they're allowed to say in these magazines and this nonsense. There is a smart, medical, scientific, proven way to rebuild your body, make it younger, make it stronger, literally recreate your heart, literally recreate your health from the inside out. And that's the process that I teach. I have some final recommendations that, again, after 30 years of watching people go through transformations for sport, getting stronger for the Olympics, or just rebuilding their body so they can live another 40 years, some things become very obvious. And I'm going to cover that with you now. Whoops, there I am when I was a little tyke playing football. That ball looks awfully big. But that's when I knew I was going to be on the Broncos. Okay, so really what it boils down to for me is that if I was going to write a prescription for everybody here and say, follow this prescription, you're going to feel better, you're going to live longer, you're going to push back the chances that you're ever going to get a heart disease, there's 16 forms of preventable cancer, and the neurodegenerative diseases are more and more of a challenge because we're living longer and we're also in more we have more toxins around us in our food and in the environment. So the onset of, gosh dang it, memory loss. Memory loss and some of the other degenerative diseases, man, are almost completely preventable. Surprisingly, the most powerful thing that I've seen that helps people is to be around other people who are making healthy changes. If you want to make healthy changes, be connected to a community of people who's making healthy changes. There's something about going through that experience together that really edifies you. It helps you focus, and it helps you be forgiving with yourself and reasonable with yourself because you'll be talking with other people. We have online communities at Bill Phillips Transformation on a Facebook. You meet a lot of other people who are making wonderful, healthy changes in their life, and they do it very humbly. You got to be very humble to do this process. Working hard and being forgiving and being reasonable with yourself. That's the only way that you can be make it through this. So be involved in a positive community. Giving to others. It was in my Body for Life book. I call it Universal Law of Reciprocation, and it's one of the universal laws that Joe talks about. And that really is that if you want more energy, if you want more strength, if you want to be encouraged and motivated, give those things to others. You don't have to be an expert to be active in a community of healthy people. You just got to be a good cheerleader. Hey, way to go. That's awesome. Really? I think you'd do better tomorrow. I had some difficulty yesterday, too. That's all it takes to really help people. And that relationship goes for how we treat ourselves also. I told some people that I'm working with, I said, geez, if you treated your friends like you treat yourself, you wouldn't have any friends. So you got to learn to get that relationship with yourself, too. That's really, again, what the Mayan elder said. It starts in your mind. It's in your mind. It's in your mind. You got to be forgiving with yourself. You got to be reasonable with yourself. You got to let the past go. There's nothing I can do about the unhealthy mistakes I made in the past, and I've made them too. But you got to make the decision to end that to begin something new. Empty the cup to fill it anew. Exercise and eating right. You can learn all about that at BillPhillipsNews.com and in many other books. I don't know what they are, but you can figure them out. And then again, I hope you learn something this weekend too. Is that you got to make your effort, your goals challenging. Our resources and our faculties rise up to meet the challenge that's in front of you. So, like I said, with some of the people that come to me, they come to me through desperation, and it's just living is a challenge. And they're very strong. They have a very great focus and a great attention for what needs to be done. But sometimes, if you're not challenged and your goals aren't exciting, you will never really have the power to get there. Have faith in the process. Have faith in yourself. A lot of people come in, I can't do this. My whole family's been overweight. My whole family's been addicted. I'm going to be that way too. But you're not having faith in life. You were made to be healthy. You were made to be strong. You were made to be energetic. And really, to do what needs to be done to create that condition for that to foster is imperative. So there's this little process of faith, and you make promises to yourself, and you keep promises. I'm going to work out tomorrow. I'm going to eat like this tomorrow. And then you follow through with a little more faith in yourself. So self-trust and self-confidence comes out of this process, too. And then you can apply that to the other areas of your life that you want to improve at. Be willing to let go of beliefs and perceptions which limit you. And I think, again, that's one of the things that everybody is going to talk to you about this weekend, is that sometimes the biggest obstacle in our way of being more successful, of having more money, of being healthier, of living longer, of being happier, is just the limitation of our perception and our beliefs. And for me, when I was a kid, I didn't know you weren't supposed to have a Super Bowl ring. I just knew it in my mind, it was real. And so to some extent, we have to get away from some of the things that we've been, many of the things that we've been imprinted with to be successful and really have a different circumstance in life. And again, there's something called psychoneuroimmunology. Stanford has done extensive studies on it. UCLA has done extensive studies on it. And it talks about how states of mind and states of emotion affect physical health. More than half of heart attacks, they say, aren't caused by arteriosclerosis or atherosclerosis, hardening or thickening the arteries, it's caused by stress. And it's caused by anger. It's caused by resentment that just builds beneath the surface. In one study at Stanford called the Stanford Forgiveness Project, multi-year, multi-million dollar study that never got any press, it looked at the effect of going through a forgiveness process on states of health. And it was stunning. A group of 4,000 men in their 40s were studied for 10 years. The men who could process bitterness, resentment, and anger with the help of the Stanford Forgiveness Protocol were half as likely to experience a heart attack. So the odds of having a heart attack and dying in your 40s, according to Stanford, was double if you were a resentful person. That doesn't have anything to do with exercise or nutrition. That has to do with probably what, you know, the second or the the New Testament talked about as the whole reason for that example was forgiveness. So when people start practicing kindness, they're compassionate with themselves, they're forgiving, and they're grateful, their health expands and improves beyond anything you could measure. So it's kind of all in the mind, and it shows up in the body. When people come to our transformation camp, one of the common things that people realize when they're flying home is that I already got this. During the three-day weekend, I already transformed my thinking, my perceptions, my self-belief, and knowledge is transformative. You go home with a good pocket full of knowledge. And then I said, I had already changed my mind, and it took 12 months for the body to catch up. And that's the kind of change, again, that goes back to what the Mayan elder and Paco, the little gag they were having with me, that was so true. They said, you have the power to change yourself. You have the power to change the world. You have the power to transform your relationship with yourself. You have the power to change the relationship, man's relationship with nature. But it all begins in your mind. And when you make the decisions here, everything out here changes. And when you make the decisions here, you can be as healthy and live as long as you want. You really can. The last thing I want you to remember, the last thing I need you to know, is that it matters if you're healthy. It matters to me. It matters to people that aren't talking about it with you. It matters if you're healthy. You deserve to feel great. You deserve to live a long, beautiful life. Your kids and your friends and your family, they will tell you this in a beautiful ceremony to you after you're gone. But they feel it right now. They feel it right now. So it matters, all right? If you do one thing for me in the next 24 hours, what's it going to be? Honestly, it all begins with action, right? It all begins with action. I'm available to help anybody who wants it at BillPhillipsNews.com. I'm on Facebook at Bill Phillips Transformation. We talk, I have experts. I'm involved every day myself. If you want to get healthy, if you want to lose weight, if you want to live longer, have more energy to put into effect the things that you're learning at this conference, don't be shy. Touch base with me, and we'll talk about it. I have a gift for you. It's one of my success story videos, a DVD, 20 beautiful stories about people, like some of them that we looked at in the before and after pictures. Watch them. You can watch them on your computer. You can download it onto an MP3 or iPad. You can watch it on your DVD if you still have one with your television like I do. But let that, and get the feeling. Have the feeling. See yourself as healthy as you want to be. See yourself with energy. See yourself at the in the last chapter of a long, beautiful life, looking back to this moment and saying, gosh damn, I am glad I started taking care of myself. I never knew Joe Vitale would inspire me to get fit. That's it, guys. Thank you. program.